As you probably heard, sometimes columnist Richard Roper, among those taking a voluntary buyout at the paper, and after a 37-year career, his final day will be tomorrow. Richard, how are you feeling today?
Bob, breaking news as we speak. And I also, I love the breaking news thing. I also want to point out, I thought that it was genius. You know, Brett Baer, he's on that Fox News channel, and his show's called Special Report with Brett Baer. Now, that's right. Genius, because then every time you tune in, you go, oh, my God, it's a special report. And I also want to congratulate you on getting Wolfman Jack as part of the stable there at WGN. You know, he was in a movie called American Graffiti, Bob. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I have heard that. Was this an easy decision in any way for you, Richard?
No, it was a really, really difficult decision, Bob. I thought about it for weeks. You know, the Chicago Public Media, which is the Chicago Sun-Times and WBZ, they had to make some huge budget gains. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the ways you do that is to see if people will take a buyout, which is better than laying off people who don't want to go. So I think, and I can't speak for everybody else, but with Mike Snead and Rick Tallender, Rick Morrissey, some of the veterans like myself, the chance to get a good buyout package and also maybe do something good and prevent these layoffs and stave off the layoffs. For me personally, as you know, the last 15, 17 years, my role with the Sun-Times has been doing reviews, reviewing movies and reviewing streaming content and broadcast television. And it was made clear to me that that was not going to be a focus for the newspaper in the future. So when someone tells you your role is going to change, Bob, I don't know if you've ever had more than one job in this business. I'm not sure.
I have to check my bio, my resume. Yeah, I can't remember.
You're the only guy on Wikipedia that says turn to page two. this is the reality of the business. So, you know, I had the privilege of a lifetime. You and I have talked about this. I loved working at the Sun-Times. I've been there my whole career. I have had different radio and TV jobs, but the Sun-Times has been my only newspaper job. But it was time. And, you know, I'm also lucky enough that I can continue to do work elsewhere. But it's still unsettling because Monday morning I'm going to wake up and for the first time since I can remember, I won't have a deadline. I won't have something to write for the Sun-Times. And I know that that's going to be something that's going to take a while for me to really absorb.
Yeah, you'd normally be working on your Friday movie or TV review column right now. So what's it like not to be thinking about that at the moment?
It's unsettling, honestly. And, you know, I've always had this thing where I want to get ahead of things. I want to get the scoop because, as you know, even in the entertainment world, you want to be first or you want to be best, of course. So I'm always thinking about what's the next screening, what's the next review. You know, for me, again, I'm lucky. I'm still going to be on ABC7. I'm still going to be doing the podcast. I'm still going to be going to screenings. But I consider myself first and foremost a writer. I always have. All the other stuff has come from writing. You gave me some great breaks in this business where I got into broadcast, but I think of myself as a writer. You know, I started off as a news reporter, as a news columnist, and somebody that does writing. I write every single day. I've written for the Sun-Times. Sundays, Mondays, you name it. So to not have that, I'm probably going to be bothering you a lot. When you walk out of the WGN studios, I'll be like, hey, you want to go grab an omelet? What are you up to?
Yeah, well,
you'll
what
be
have you
the back door.
You've written, what, like 16,000 columns, something like that?
Yeah, the Sun-Times database was more than 16,000 bylines, going all the way back to covering crime and covering news and then writing columns. And then about 10,000 of those are reviews. And, you know, one of the things that I've really has kept my enthusiasm for the job over the years, Bob, is because television has gotten so good, you know, with all these great streams, you know, going all the way back to The Sopranos and Breaking Bad. So even though I might not necessarily be thrilled about the next superhero sequel, it's like, wait a minute, we got a new miniseries with Nicole Kidman. Oh, the creators of Breaking Bad got something new coming out. So there's great fresh material every week.
What do you think you're going to miss most in the coming months and years?
First and foremost, of course, is the relationships and the friendships. And of course, I remain friends with a lot of people who left the Sun-Times a long time ago. But if you're not in the daily grind together, if you're not on the team, you know, you see retired players or players who have been traded, you know, they stay in touch with their teammates, but it's not the same, Bob. So I'm gonna miss that, and I'm also gonna miss the immediacy of course. In this day and age, you write a review, and you don't have to wait for the paper to be delivered on your front doorstep. You push a button, and it's online, and then you can go on all the social media and say, hey, here's my review of Snow White. It's opening tomorrow, and it's right there. I'm going to miss that immediacy of being able to essentially report on films and TV shows.
Well, you know, I mean, what a great career, and you're not retiring. I would say you're evolving. And how much fun is it to do what you do, having grown up here? I mean, that's the extra kick, isn't it?
Yeah, you know about that. For me, when my dad would, you know, take the train home, where I lived in the south suburbs, it was the Sun-Times that, you know, a lot, of course, people love the Sun-Times because of the tabloid size, right? You know, so I read the Sun-Times growing up. So all the things I've been fortunate enough to do in this business, Bob, the most exciting, the biggest thrill I ever got was the first time my byline was in the Chicago Sun-Times. That was it. You know, it's always been such a kick. And I've had chances to go elsewhere and turn them down because this is home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a newspaper man, what could be more thrilling than that? And you're a newspaper man, always have been. I'll tell you something, Rich. A highlight for me was having you come on Fox Thing in the Morning and talk about just about everything. I think people have forgotten all the general interest columns you wrote about everything other than movies and TV. And I hope you will come by WGN and chat about anything you want, because I don't know anybody smarter, more proficient, more productive on so many topics. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing your output in new places now.
I really appreciate that. And, you know, Bob, I've been thinking about that, and I'm like, this is kind of going to maybe be an opportunity. Because you know what happens all the time? If I say anything that's not about movies these days, people go, stick to movies. But when I used to do general interest, they'd be, stick to general interest. Like, I do miss doing that and talking with you about just whatever's going on in the world, even if it's not breaking news.
Yeah, right. Think about that just out of the garbage line, and maybe you can work that into whatever you do. The thing is catching on.
You can have that trademark. That's all you.
Appreciate it. All right. We'll see you down the road, Richard. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Bob. Say hi to everyone over there for me. I appreciate it.
Will do.